Chapter 3. The Control of Money. Full employment and economic growth have in the past few decades become primary excuses for widening the extent of government intervention in economic affairs. A private free enterprise economy, it is said, is inherently unstable. Left to itself, it will produce recurrent cycles of boom and bust. The government must therefore step in to keep things on an even keel. These arguments were particularly potent during and after the Great Depression of the 1930s, and were a major element giving rise to the New Deal in this country and comparable extensions of governmental intervention in others. More recently, economic growth has become the more popular rallying call. Government must, it is argued, see to it that the economy expands to provide the wherewithal for the Cold War and demonstrate to the uncommitted nations of the world that a democracy can grow more rapidly than a communist state. These arguments are thoroughly misleading. The fact is that the Great Depression, like most other periods of severe unemployment, was produced by government mismanagement rather than by any inherent instability of the private economy. A governmentally established agency, the Federal Reserve System, had been assigned responsibility for monetary policy. In 1930 and 1931, it exercised this responsibility so ineptly as to convert what otherwise would have been a moderate contraction into a major catastrophe. Similarly today, governmental measures constitute the major impediments to economic growth in the United States. Tariffs and other restrictions on international trade, high tax burdens and a complex and inequitable tax structure, regulatory commissions, government price and wage fixing, and a host of other measures give individuals an incentive to misuse and misdirect resources and distort the investment of new savings. What we urgently need, for both economic stability and growth, is a reduction of government intervention, not an...